like sex in my mouth, okay?
My God, man. Holes in goddamn motherfuckers.
Catchphrase ball tattoos aren't a thing.
Holes in goddamn radio, motherfuckers.
What's up, motherfuckers?
That was loud.
How loud was it?
Very loud.
Sorry, we've been MIA for, what's it been, right around a month? But
I don't know.
However long it's been.
I almost died.
He almost died. You want to get into that right now?
Well.
So, tell the whole story from beginning to end.
So, my stomach started hurting.
What part?
My appendix.
Your appendix part started hurting?
Yeah. And then I went to pick them up from the hospital a day
later.
You
picked us up from the hospital?
I mean, from the airport a day later.
Where were we?
Out of town. You can talk about that later. And then we went to the one hospital, and they were all, oh no, we don't know how long it's going to take to get back into the ER, blah. So we fucking left, and we were all, ah, we don't need you bitches. So we went to the hospital, the other hospital that was close by.
How did we go there?
Oh, dude, I was the ambulance, I was, woo. And speeds were questionably legal. Am I right or am I right? Were speeds questionable?
I can neither confirm nor deny the amount of or lack thereof of speed. Yeah.
But then we got to that ER, and then they gave me stuff. They pricked my arm like 9,000 fucking times.
What kind of stuff did they give you?
Oh, dude. Well, the first thing they gave me was morphine.
First thing they gave you was an IV.
Yeah, but with the first IV, they put morphine.
Oh, they gave you morphines.
I wasn't sure if it was morphine or not.
Yeah, morphine.
Morphine and the IV fluid to help me hydrate straight.
Yeah. How did you feel with that morphine?
In all honesty, I don't remember much from the hospital.
No?
No.
At all?
At all, really.
Huh.
But then we went back. Me and this dude, he pushed me in a wheelchair back to the room with the spinny thing that I went inside of.
MRI.
And...
Or no, CAT scan.
CAT scan.
Sorry.
And... Oh my goodness, we're up to this street?
Yep.
What the...
Alright. Oh, sorry. This is another drive cast because... fuck it.
And... Oh, then they told me that I had appendicitis... And that there was only a small pinhole in there. And then the surgeon got in there the next day. Pretty much should have, like, laid a shit that day. And then he was all...
Almost 24 hours later.
He was all, oh, nope. It was full septic. Big ass rupture. Bitch was going back towards my spleen.
Oh, you forgot about the gangrene.
But that's with the septic, though. Is it not?
No. No, gangrene is when the flesh is actually rotting.
Oh, yeah, that happens. And then I was on a lot of drugs.
Oh, come on. Not that many. Well, yeah, you were, because they had you on pain meds. Plus, because you went septic, your fever kept spiking. And with your fever spiking, they kept you on antibiotics. And... Tylenol. So, for the next 2 days, right? After that? Let me see. You went in Sunday. You got surgery late Monday. Didn't get released until Wednesday. And then you just finished your last oral antibiotic on this Wednesday. So,
yeah,
a week ago, Wednesday, is when you were... So, for damn near 2 weeks straight, you were on antibiotics?
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I'm a week sober of pain medication.
A week?
Sure. Tomorrow's a week. last thing I had was Saturday. I had a Tylenol, remember?
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
And he's been pooping regularly, so that's good. He wasn't pooping too much before I got him Colace.
That's because the stuff wasn't working yet.
Then he couldn't poop too... Then he couldn't quit pooping. But, yeah.
Why are we going this way already?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you be going down towards...
Yeah, I'm going to make a ride on Eastern.
Oh.
So, previous to that, my wife and I had our 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. That's the third week about why we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So, the last 2 weeks was because I was
almost dead.
Almost dead. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
And then the previous week was because they wasn't here.
Yeah.
And almost died while they wasn't here, which I would have broken his number one rule that he always told me when I was a kid, that I couldn't die at home.
Yep.
And that almost happened.
I don't eat ghosts.
Is that the only reason you said that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, I thought about that, and I was all like, oh, I would haunt these motherfuckers so much.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't need ghosts.
Understandable. But what if there's already ghosts there and we don't know?
There probably is.
What if Aunt Donna's there?
Ooh, she's just walking around.
Yeah.
Why is she growling, though?
Well, that's how she was yelling at us that her last day.
Oh.
Am I lying?
No, she was angry.
Yeah, she was
crazy. Actually, I don't think she was. I think she was saying goodbye. But anyways, we don't need to make this a sad cast.
We're not.
Oh. Okay.
What if Grandma Gardner's walking around our house and she's just following us from house to house?
I hope she's got fucking clothes on. That would be weird.
What?
Yeah. Your grandma walking around naked ghost. Wouldn't that be fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I hope she has...
Why is that the first thing you think about?
Oh.
Did she used to walk around with them?
She used to forget things a lot.
Like her clothes.
Like, just a lot of things. She would take a shit and forget to wipe her ass. She would, yeah. Or, actually, I don't know that she would forget, as opposed to it just being too hard.
Oh, I know that feeling.
But, so, we went to San Francisco for our 20th anniversary.
San Francisco.
I can tell you guys this much. Rice-A-Roni? Motherfuckers in San Francisco don't even know what the fuck Rice-A-Roni is. And it's supposed to be the San Francisco treat.
The fuck is Rice-A-Roni?
The San Francisco treat.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's
an airplane.
Seasoned rice that you can pick up at the store. Mm. Yep. So, nobody knows about the Rice-A-Roni deal.
You know, I watched your plane come into the valley.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
How'd you do that? You were tracking me.
No, I watched your plane come into the valley with my eyes. I looked at your plane.
How'd you know it was ours?
Because I looked at where you were. So, yes, I was tracking you.
See? I told you so.
Yeah.
Huh. Where the fuck are we going?
The elementary.
Oh. Do we have enough time?
Yes.
Okay.
Plenty of time. Trust. We can hit the bank up after it, too. Or do we need to? Because I can get all that information, right?
Your routing number and stuff? You should give everybody your routing number so that they can send you money.
Or just I can point. Just put my PayPal link in the description.
Put your fucking PayPal. God damn it.
Oh, hang on one second.
What is that?
I had to say hello to him.
Oh, he just did the windsock wave.
Is that what those are called?
Yeah.
You're a dick. You know,
I'm glad I'm a
this road.
Dick.
Is all like this entire lane is gone in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
Yep. So, if anybody gets an opportunity, go to San Francisco.
And look at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge is pretty cool. The Alcatraz is pretty cool. The Presidio is cool.
Oh, we have some big news.
What news?
You're officially a rapper signed with Repulsive Industries.
Oh, shit. No. I have one rap song.
Yep. Professional, signed with Repulsive Industries.
Professional. Want to be professional.
Homie, I'm professional.
It's all we can do.
Yep, we're going to get copyrighted.
We'll get copyrighted, and then we'll be in trouble.
Actually, I don't know if you can get copyrighted on podcast, can you?
Sure. Using somebody else's.
But if you stuff. Give them credit to the song, do you get copyrighted?
Like if you say, oh, that's a Lil Dicky song?
No. If
call
you,
professional?
If you give them, like, link them. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you talking.
Like on YouTube, they'll put music by in the description and then.
And then you don't get copyright?
I don't know if they do. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah. Because
you're saying that it's not yours. You're saying it's theirs.
So you're saying that, like, the people on Facebook who put, I do not own the rights to this music, that makes them free of any kind of copyright?
Actually, it's not what I said at all. No. But.
But what?
It might.
It might?
It might.
How might it?
I don't know.
Are you a lawyer now?
Actually, my lawyer is my mother. She's not really a lawyer, but hey, what the fuck are you gonna do?
I don't know. That's what I should do. I should do a paralegal.
You need a lawyer? I got a good one.
I got a good lawyer too. I got a real good one. And he takes care of the Las Vegas biker community.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? You're right. We're not going to say names on air.
No on air names. But if Legal Ride Las Vegas happened to want to sponsor our podcast, Legal Ride would be well within their limits to contact me, old Tank Tankerson.
Or me.
Oh, they don't know you.
The real Cam.
They don't know you.
Oh, everybody knows me. You don't understand.
But I'm just saying. Yeah, they could sponsor us.
Yep.
We could do a motorcycle safety course. Segment.
We could run the motorcycle safety courses.
You don't even know how to ride
exactly.
A motorcycle.
Exactly. That's why we'd be the best. Because I would show them what not to do. Fuck, dude.
Whatever you do, don't twist this thing super hard.
Dude, you see the ideas that we have?
Oh, they're great.
I know. That's a Smith's gas station I go to fill up this.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's right by the Jack in the Box.
Huh. Yeah. So, let me see. We went through Cam's dying.
Your vacation.
My vacation.
Future sponsorship.
Of Legal Ride. Las Vegas. And if...
motorcycles.
Hold on. I just want to point out that Legal Ride is so great that they sponsor a motorcycle tow truck if you're too drunk to ride home. Or if
how
you're drunk.
How drunk is too drunk?
Well, one beer.
That's too drunk?
One to two beers, yeah.
For a motorcycle.
Yeah, I mean, because you have nothing protecting you, right?
You got a point.
You know, so if you're out...
fuck it, let's just go like this, because we're all about safety, right? Half a beer is too much if you're gonna ride home.
That's true.
Now, quarter of the beer, you're Gucci.
Quarter of the beer, unless you're on Loratab and Vicodin and stuff too, it's not gonna mess with you.
Yeah.
So, yep, so.
Can we take a moment to dab? Three, two, one, go. No, only one. I only asked for one.
Sorry, but you know how it is with me. The dabbing is infectious. It's like I get on a dabbing loop.
So what it's you're just saying dab, 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 is dab, you're like dab. One of those broken records.
Yep.
That you sit there and play and then it goes...
That sounds like a phone off the hook.
Oh.
Yeah.
You knew what I was saying, though.
No, I don't.
Hey, that's a dog.
Your mom's a dog.
Hey, that's rude.
I'm sorry.
It's your wife you're talking about.
Yeah. I've said worse. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can agree to that. I've been there.
Attest. I can attest.
True.
It's part of my vocal labillary.
What's vocal labillary?
You know.
No, I don't. I just asked.
It's spoken vocabulary. Vocal labillary. It's my own thing.
That makes sense. I came up with a new word.
Yeah?
Yep.
Are you a wordsmith?
No, I just came up with a new word. You want to hear it?
What?
Plagiarism.
You just plagiarized plagiarism. What kind of an asshole are you? That's fucking ridiculous, man.
It's good.
Oh.
It was fucking classic.
Was it classic?
Yes, it was.
I don't know if it was truly classic.
If you guys are in the Las Vegas Valley, make sure you guys try Dutch Bros. What do you think about Dutch Bros, Tank?
It's very coffeeistic.
Dude, that's a good way to put it.
Thanks.
Give me some right here on that book.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Exactly.
Yep.
Y'all don't even know what that means.
Who, me?
No, them.
Nah. Yeah. Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They've seen Big Hero 9.
What? You haven't even seen Big Hero 9.
Yep.
You've seen Big Hero 7.
I wrote Big Hero 9. It goes, oh, I am the Michelin tire guy. And then,
you know what? You're Big Hero 5. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
What?
I can't believe you would say that. Of all the things to say.
Did you see the motorcycle ride at us?
Nope.
Oh. I was going to ask him if he wanted to be part of our motorcycle riding safety club.
We can't do that.
Why not?
You're not good enough.
We just went over this.
Yes, but...
I showed
him... Hold on. I just had to pay a bunch of money to get you fixed.
Actually... You only had to pay 50 or 100 out of pocket.
That's okay. I still pay every month, though, for the insurance, right?
Yeah.
So, how much does that come out to a year?
I don't know. I don't do math.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't do math.
That's good.
Except for on Fridays.
What?
Oh, shit.
You forgot.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Where'd you go? Pour some white stuff out my sleeve. Oh,
I would fucking kick you in the face until you slept. Yep.
All natural painkillers.
That's right. You wouldn't have to worry about taking anything. Oh, you need night-nights? Right?
Don't you have to go up to Silverado Ranch?
I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm heading this way. Do you see what time it is? Are you sure we have enough time?
Positive we have enough time.
Okay.
She doesn't ever get out there until 1:30.
Oh.
We got over an hour. I usually get there about 15 to 20, though.
Yeah, so you can park.
Yeah.
Is that parking spot always available?
Actually, it is not.
So we could have gone over there and just did the podcast.
But then you couldn't see your girls.
Oh, I would still go over and see for anybody who's wondering, I used to work at a school and...
That's why we're using the keyword elementary school. Nobody would have guessed what it was.
My wife sells Avon, or actually, she is an Avon salesperson, but she doesn't actually sell Avon, she just... uses it as a front to get good deals on Avon. And So she used to sell to the girls at the front desk. So I started becoming known as
Mr. Avon.
Yeah, Tank the Avon Lady. Fine by me.
None of them called you Tank.
Oh, they all call me Tank.
Oh, definitely not.
Everybody calls me Tank.
Definitely not.
But, yep, so we have that. We have the whole Avon thing going on. We're definitely going to be getting into podcasting every week again.
And make sure you guys follow Tank's SoundCloud, because like we said, he's a professional rapper. I'm going to go ahead and set him up one later today.
Oh, we're setting me up some?
Yep, you're a professional rapper.
All right, well, I'm just going to come off the cuff with it at some point then.
All right, hey, you want to do one for us right now?
No.
Oh, come on.
Nope, driving.
I know you can do it. It
takes too much thought.
Say, do one with Cancun.
Huh?
Cancun.
Cancun?
Yep, go.
What are you doing?
You know what I'm doing.
Did you just throw up a little bit in your hand?
A little bit. God, told you knew what damn. I was doing. You didn't believe me.
I didn't believe. Yeah, so I believe we'll probably do another one on Sunday just to get back on our Sunday schedule.
Why does that have to be Sunday?
I don't know.
Because tomorrow won't work.
Yeah, because tomorrow you actually do something with your day.
Yeah. Did something with my day today.
What?
Hung out with you.
Oh, yeah. Picked up some ramen.
Yeah. Ate some Jamaican meat pies.
Some what?
Jamaican meat pies.
Oh, how's that taste?
Oh, you know how they taste.
Come on.
Oh, you want me to say that? No. You want me to say that?
That way we got two sound clips of it.
Just for you. It tasted like sex in my mouth. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Oh, shit. Redbeard the Intrepid. Mark that. It was at 21:30.
Definitely was not at 21:30.
Yeah, it's right around 21:30.
It's definitely like right at 21:45. I am good at this.
Your mom's at 21:45.
Listen. I need to check her longitude and latitude. Because I swear to God, if she is anywhere near...
She might be. No. She's nowhere near 21:45.
What would you do if she was right on that? Like the last two numbers of both longitude and latitude was 21:45.
She would be. I would be the greatest navigator ever.
I would jump out of the moving vehicle.
Oh boy, then you better check. Yeah, and you can,
One quick question. How do you check longitude on this?
I don't know how you do it without having her send you her location. What is this lady doing? That pirate guy was waving her on and then... Never started walking.
This guy?
Yep. Old Pirate Jones.
What is the longitude and latitude of birth giver?
Oh, you see how he does that? He's got mom in there as birth giver.
Never mind, don't tell me.
Told you.
Do you know what Google calls me? Hey, Google, what's my name?
You guys say it lower and turn up.
Oh, what's my name?
Do it again.
What's my name? What's my name? Why did you not do it?
I don't know. Turn off the music.
I don't have any. Oh, I do.
Sorry, I was at a new Logic joint. It was pretty dope.
What is my name?
Your name is Daddy C.
Daddy C. Yeah.
And with the accent. Damn.
Oh,
Google is slim thick with two C's, dude.
Two C's.
T-H-I-C-C. Thick.
Huh.
Beep.
Well, just like real life, your people suck at spelling.
Understand?
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, that
you don't
is...
even know what you don't even know what thick is.
Nope. I know.
They got the Black Panther on the back of their car.
Sweet.
It's probably what they call their car, to be honest. The Black Panther.
Cool.
Were you gonna say something?
I don't remember. Oh yeah. I like my chocolate shakes.
Like,
not
you
too
like
thick.
Your women?
No. I like it thin enough that it comes through the straw, but thick
Listen,
enough
we're
that
not
it
talking
stays
about chocolate
in
shakes.
The straw.
We're not talking about chocolate shakes.
Oh.
We're talking about ass.
Oh boy. Well, that is an inappropriate motherfucking conversation.
Well, this isn't a family show, so.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But,
Hey, you want to go to reggae for the desert? In the desert?
Reggae in the... No.
Why not?
Because that's at the... government center. It gets a little too wild.
Oh, never mind.
Yep.
Don't go to reggae in the desert.
There's a lot of drug usage at reggae in the desert. Dessert. I could go for dessert.
Ice cream. I have some.
Jerk. Stupid grandma. Oh, my poor thing.
Yeah, my grandma bought me like an entire gallon of ice cream. Actually, I don't know how much ice cream it was.
I think she bought you more than a gallon. She got you a half gallon plus like 12 of the little pints.
There's only four of them, I think.
Now?
No, there's only three now.
You've definitely eaten about four of them. I know that 4 and 3 do not equal 12, but I had to embellish.
What's 9 times 10? Or what's 9 plus 10?
9 plus 10 is 19.
21.
21? What do you mean? What are you doing? Did you go? You never go full retard.
What's 90 plus 1? 91?
I don't understand. Okay, I guess I'm too old for this joke.
You never see the video of the little black kid?
No.
So his older brother looked at him and he was all, I'm going to tell you a math question. He was all, okay, do it. And then he was all, what's 9 plus 10? This kid goes, 21?
He said 21.
And I was like, it's been a big thing for years, dude.
Huh. Mortal Kombat 11's coming out, huh?
MK11?
Yeah.
Mark 11?
Yep.
Whoa, dab on him. Only one. God damn it.
Where'd you start? Something you can't finish. I know you motherfuckers missed this.
God. Did they really, though?
Probably not. Probably not. I'm just gonna call it now and say no.
They're probably like, oh, thank God, they haven't posted they anything.
They quit. They finally quit. Oh, I would like to thank all 12 of our subscribers for being...
Subscribers?
Yeah, we have 12.
On YouTube?
On
Anchor?
On everything.
How do you have 12 subscribers?
Anchor. Because
I it was
Anchor,
only followers on Anchor.
Anchor estimates that we have that
12
we have,
fans.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not.
Oh.
Subscribers is people who have actually hit a button.
I think somebody hit some buttons.
How?
Well, because it takes into consideration people who subscribed on Apple and Google. And
how do you subscribe to something on Google or Apple?
Well, when you go to like podcasts, you hit the you hit the subscribe to a podcast button, or if you go to Google Podcasts, you hit the subscribe button, and then it automatically downloads, and then
they're over us already.
It comes into your feed.
We're one podcast back in, and they're over us. I can hear him yelling.
You can
at us
hear
him. Like, get the fuck off. Nobody likes you.
Nobody even likes your mom. That's what they say.
Yep, I know, I heard it.
And somebody said, you smell funny and can't read good.
Actually, I don't smell funny.
But yes, you do. You go like this.
The reading part?
Yep.
Might be true.
The reading might be true? For yeah. you?
For you.
For me too?
Yes,
you too. For you and me too?
Yes.
Us three?
And you four.
Great. Just what I always wanted.
Kyle. Whoa. We're at 30-30.
Are we?
Yeah.
Nice. We have some people. You say there's a chance.
So you say there's a chance. You got that from your bestest friend.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, this week we won't give you any new sponsors. Because we,
quote, unquote.
We have a lot of sponsors that we need to throw in. But we'll do that on our Sunday recording.
Let's just do one. Jeep. For powering us to get
right because
this podcast.
Without Jeep, this podcast of today would not be happening.
Well, yeah, because we wouldn't be in a car.
Oh,
unless we were in a different.
Oh, car. In 7-Eleven, super
Whoa,
big. Goal.
I said only one.
Shit, I fucked up.
God damn it.
Well, just because 7-Eleven, super big goal, Slurpee too. Also. And Samsung.
You know what?
What?
You're fired.
And shirts.
You're fired.
And underwear.
You're fired.
Definitely underwear. Because without this.
Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
Chicken butt. Alright. We'll see you Sunday. Peace of Llama Mike'em.